ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Meseches Bava Basra has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
Bava Basra Daf Kuf Mem Aleph. We'll begin with the Mishnah Daf Kuf Mem Omid Beis. The beginning of the Mishnah discusses what is the din as far as Yerusha is concerned if a person has a child who is a tumtum. The Mishnah tells us that if there's nechasim merubim, so most of the nechasim are going to the sons could tell this tumtum that you're like a nekeva, and therefore he does not get an equal chelik of the Yerusha together with the other banim. If there's nechasim muatim, and there most of the nechasim are going to the daughters for their mezainis, so there as well, the nekevas could be doiche the tumtum, and they do not have to share their mezainis with this tumtum. The second case of the Mishnah, where a man's wife was a moberes, and he wanted to give money to the child that will be born, and he said that if the child is a zachar, he should get a money. If the child is a nekeva, the daughter should get masayim. And here the Mishnah tells us that even if he said that whether the child is a zachar or a nekeva, the child should get something either way, either 100 for a zachar or 200 for a nekeva, if the child which is born is a tumtum, the tumtum does not get anything, not like a zachar nor like a nekeva. Now firstly we'll mention, as far as the second case of the Mishnah, what exactly is he talking about, the case where he gave a matana to the child that will be born. So the Rishbam brings two pshatim. The first pshat he says is, Mechalik nechosav hoya umitzvah lekayim divrei hameis. No kinyan was actually done, but still, once he gave a command before he died, once he died, there's a din of mitzvah lekayim divrei hameis, and on that the Mishnah tells us how exactly to mekayim this tzivui. The second pshat the Rishbam brings is, we're not talking about a person who's dying, he's a healthy person, and he's giving out nechosim. The case is, the Rishbam says, is that he was mezaka al yidei acher, even though obviously this uber was not able to make a kinyan on the nechosim, but the father made a kinyan through someone else. He told the other person to be zecher for the uber. And the Rishbam continues, even though we know that the sheet of Rav Huna is mezakel uber loikona, one cannot make a kinyan on behalf of an uber. The Rishbam says, Ein Echanami, the Gemara does ask this kasha later on, and daf kuf mem aleph amud beis. Now the first pshat of the Rishbam, they were talking about a person who eventually died, and mitzvah lekayim divrei hameis. So the mashmois of the Rishbam is that this is not working with the regular din of shchiv meira. We know that there's a klal, which is discussed at length later on in the perek, divrei shchiv meira kekhsuvenuchem mesurim dami, a person who's dying, if he gives a command, his words are considered to have already been written, and a kinyan made on them. In other words, we don't have to make a maisa kinyan, just his words alone are enough to execute the transaction. Here the Rishbam does not mention that klal, he says something else, mitzvah lekayim divrei hameis. The Chayyur of the Rishbam is talking about a case where he's not yet considered a shchiv meira, he's not actually on his deathbed. Over there you have to come into a different klal of mitzvah lekayim divrei hameis. Now this mentioned Nahara from the Rishash. The Rishash points out that L'chair, this first part of the Rishbam is difficult to understand, because as the Rishbam himself mentioned, the Gemara later on in Kuf Mem Aleph Amud Beis asks Akasha from our Mishnah on the sheet of Rav Huna, who holds a mezakel uber loikone. Bishlam, according to the second shot of the Rashbam, the kinyan is taking place now, so the Gemara has a good kasha. How is the uber koine? However, according to the pashas of the first shot of the Rashbam, we're not talking about a kinyan taking place while the person is still alive. It's talking about that he said this dibur, this command, to give his nechasim out to his sons, his daughters. Later on he died, and then we're going to be mekayim his words because mitzvah lekayim divrei hameis. So what is the Gemara's kasha? How could the uber be koine? The kinyan did not take place earlier on. It only takes place after death, and by that time already, we could say that the child has been born already. If so, what is the Gemara's kasha on Rav Huna from our Mishnah? We'll leave this kasha b'tzarech iyun. Now, in the hemshich of the Mishnah, the Mishnah talks about a case where a person said, "Im zachar mana im nekeva masayim." He said, "If my wife gives birth to a son, he should get a money. If my wife gives birth to a daughter, she should get masayim." And that the Mishnah says, "Im yoda tumtum." If a tumtum is born, the tumtum does not get anything, not like a zachar nor like a nekeva. And the Rishbam over here in Dibur Maschal Yolda Tumtum, he explains the pshat in the Mishnah is Beryo Bifnei Atzma. A tumtum is not considered a safik. If we would have considered a tumtum a safik zachar, safik nekeva, in this case the tumtum would minimally deserve to get at least a money. A karchal pshat is, the Rishbam says, this is how the Rishbam explains the Gemara, we'll get to the Gemara soon. The pshat is because we're considering a Beryo, not a zachar nor a nekeva. And since the father only said, "I'm giving something to a zachar," or "I'm giving something to a nekeva," he didn't mention anything about a tumtum, and a tumtum is neither a zachar nor a nekeva, therefore he does not get anything. Now before we go on to see exactly the pshat in the Gemara, we'll see there's a machlokes rishonim how to learn the Gemara. We first have to understand, what is the tzad bechlal to say that a tumtum is a beria? A tumtum is not a zachar nor a nekeva, rather it's a new entity on its own, a new min. The problem with this is the Mishnah, we know there's something similar to a tumtum which is called an androgynous. The anatomy of an androgynous includes aspects of male and of a female. There we can understand the tzad to say that he's not considered a zocher nor an akeva, rather he's a beryu bifnei yatzma. A tumtum, however, is not a person who has aspects of both, rather his reproductive organs are concealed. As the Gemara discusses in a number of places, there is a possibility of surgically revealing his true gender. If so, it would be hard to understand what is the tzad to say that he's a beryu. Chayyot it's pasha that he's either a zocher or an akeva, as you see that it's possible that it will eventually be revealed. So I'll mention an interesting chiddush from the Rugged Shavar in Tzafnas Paneach in Perek Beis Hilchos Isha Salocha Chof Hei, and with this chiddush it will be easier to understand what is it sad to say that a tumtum is a beria. The Rugged Shavar over there is mechadish that if eventually the tumtum is nikra, he is revealed and he's found to be a zohar, still we do not consider him to have been a zohar l'mafreya, he only gets the status of a zohar mikanu labo from this moment when we now see that he's a zohar. For example, the Rugged Shavar says, if this tumtum saw something happen while he was still a tumtum before he was nikra, and then afterwards he was nikra, we see that he's a zocher, and he wants to say edus, and that which he saw previously at a time when he was still considered a tumtum. The Rugged Shavar says that he's posel for edus. We don't say that since eventually he's found to be a zocher, this reveals to us that all along he was a zocher, even at the time he saw the edus, he was a zocher then as well, just we didn't know about it yet. Rather, until the point that he's actually revealed to be a zocher, he still has the status of a tumtum, and therefore in that case, he would be possible for Eidus. He brings a right to this Yisayid from Gemara earlier on in the Masechta, and Perek Yishneichlem Kufchav Vavav Omerbeiz at the bottom. The Gemara there says, Omer of Ami, tumtum shenikra v'nimtza zocher, einei noitel pishnayim. The Omer krov, v'hoyu haben ha-bechor l'sniyo, ad shehe ben mishas havaya. The din is, if a child is born, at the time the child was born, it had the status of a tumtum, and later on it was nikra, and we see that the child is a zocher, even though this is a firstborn child, and we now see that it's a zocher, still this child will not get pishnayim, he will not get a double chelik as a bechor. Elchor, you could have learned the Gemara, the pshat is, when the Gemara dashens from this pasuk, achi hei ben mishas havayo, what the Gemara means to say is, the only way the child will get pishnayim as a bechor is if at the time the child was born, it was clear to all, we saw right away that the child is a zocher. If at the time it was a tumtum and only later on it was revealed to be a zocher, then there is no din of pishnayim. However, the Rugged Shavar is learning the pshat and the Gemara differently. What the Gemara is saying is that since at the time the child was born, it really did not have the status of a zocher. Only at a later point when the true anatomy was revealed, now the child first becomes a zocher, and the drasha from the pasuk is that in order for the child to have a chelik of pishnayim, it has to have been that at the time the child was born it had the status of a zocher. In this case, it only became a zocher at a later point. Even eventually, when it became a zocher, it doesn't work l'mafreya, it only becomes a zocher from then onward. Therefore, there is no din of pishnayim. This is the yisayid of the Rugged Shavar. Hakapam, as far as Aaron Eden is concerned, is there a tzad to say that a tumtum is considered a beryo, not a suffix zocher, suffix nekeva, rather a new entity on its own? And the kasha we asked is, how can we possibly suggest that it's a new entity if eventually it's shaykh to reveal whether it's a zocher or it's a nekeva? That should prove to us that it was a suffix all along. Based on this Rugged Shavar, it would now be easier to understand the tzad to say that the child was a beryo. Because even though eventually the child may be revealed and will establish that it's a zocher or it's a nekeva, but even when that happens, it wasn't l'mafreya. Meaning, as long as the status was that we're not able to see visually whether the child is a zocher or it's a nekeva, and it's not simply that we're lacking enough information to establish the identity, it's more than that identity, the gender has not really been established. This would be the pshat in the tzad to say that the child is a beryo, as long as it remains in this state where we cannot visually establish the gender, and it's not considered a zocher nor a nekeva, it's a new class on its own, it's called a tumtum, which is a beryu bifnei atzma. Now we'll continue on to the Gemara. As we see, there's a machlokes between Abaya and Rava, how to understand the Mishnah, and there are a number of mahalchim in the Rishonim. We'll speak about three different mahalchim, how to understand this machlokes Abaya and Rava. The mahalch of the Rashbam, the mahalch of Tosis, and the mahalch of the Ritva and other Rishonim. We'll begin with the Shita of the Rashbam. As we mentioned already previously, the Rashbam on the Mishnah tells us, the only way to understand the case of the Mishnah, where a person said, "Im yolda zocher, mone im nekeva masayim," and afterwards the tumtum was born, "Einei noitel," he doesn't get anything. The only way to understand that din of the Mishnah is to explain, like the tzad, that a tumtum is considered a beryah. That's what the Rashbam says already in the Mishnah. And in the Gemara, the Rashbam explains the machlokes Abaya and Rava as follows. According to Abaya, that which the ratio of the Mishnah says, that if there's nechasim merubim, so the scharm are doicha oisai eitzon nekevais. Abaye understands doicha oisai means ve'ein loy, he does not get as nekeva either. According to Rashbam, Abaye does not want to say that the ratio of the Mishnah is different than the seifa, since the seifa of the Mishnah holds that a tumtum is considered a beria, so in the ratio as well, if he's a beria, he's not a zachar nor a nekeva, he will not get the din of Yerusha as a son, nor will he get the din of Mizainis as a bas, since he's not a son or a daughter, he won't get either one. So even though the lashon of the Mishnah, that by Nechasim Merubim, Doichin Oisa Eisa on the Kevos, which would be matched that he does get Mizainis as a Nekeva, Abaye has to be Madcha that in order to make the ratio of the Mishnah fit with the Seifa of the Mishnah, that a Tumtum is considered a Berya, therefore in the ratio as well, he won't get like a son nor like a daughter. Rava, however, argues, Rava says Doichin Oisa means Doichin Oisa V'yeshloi, the Tumtum does get Mizainis as a daughter. And the Seifa of the Mishnah, Rava says, that fits with the Shita of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Rashi Gamliel is talking about a case of a pregnant animal, and one wants to be makdish an uber for the carbon, and Rashi Gamliel says that if it's a tumtum or an andragonist which is born, then even in a case where he was makdish the uber, regardless of whether it's a zacha or it's in the keva, still if a tumtum or an andragonist is born, the kedusha is nachal. As the Rashbam explains, that Rashi Gamliel holds that both a tumtum and an andragonist are a berya, they're not a zacha nor a keva. This is how Rav understands the ratio of the Mishnah is going now like the Shita of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, and therefore the din is Doichin Oisei V'yeshloi. The Tumtum is not a Berya, rather a Safik Zachar, Safik Nekeva, therefore by Nechasim Merubim, the Tumtum deserves to get minimally like a Nekeva who gets Mizainis. The Seifa of the Mishnah is like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel holds it's a Berya, and therefore in that case where he said, Imtailed Ishti Zachar Yitalmane, Nekeva Yitalmasayim, if a Tumtum is born, the child does not get anything because it's not a Zachar nor a Nekeva. This is the Shita of the Rashbam in the Sugya. Now Tosis, however, Nafkuf Memal from Aleph and Dibur Maskel Elo, he has a whole different pshat in understanding the machlokes between Abaye and Rava. The kasha which is bothering Tosis is the kasha which he asks on the Rashbam from the Gemara at the bottom of Kuf Mem Amud Beis. The Gemara asks from a brisa which says Tumtum Yerush Keben Venizan Kibas. And the Gemara asks Bishlam of the Rava Yerush Keben Benichasim Muadim Venizan Kibas Benichasim Merubim. A tumtum will have the status of a ben, by the case of nechasim muatim, in other words, he will not get the Yerusha, and the tumtum will be nizah and kibas, he'll get mezainis as a bas, by nechasim merubim. This is the way Rava explained the Mishnah, when it says, deichin oisai means, deichin oisai v'yeshloi. However, the Gemara asks, according to Abaya, who learns the Mishnah, deichin oisai v'einloi, he doesn't get mezainis either by nechasim merubim, how will Abaya understand that which the Braisa says, nizah and kibas? Now Tosis asks on the Rashbam, what is the kash over here? The way Abaye explained the Mishnah, that Doichin Oisei Ve'ein Loi, according to the Rashbam, that means because Abaye's understanding that the Mishnah holds like that a Tumtum is a Berya, according to Abaye, the ratio of the Mishnah could fit with the next case of the Mishnah, both of them are going like the Shitas that a Tumtum is a Berya. For that reason, in the ratio, the Tumtum does not get Yerusha as a Ben, nor Mizainis as a Bas. However, if we do have a Braisa which says Nizan Kibas, we can understand very simply that Braisa holds that a Tumtum is not a Berya, rather, a Safik Zachar, Safik Nekeva, therefore by Nechasim Merubim, the Tumtum will not have a schus to get Yerusha as a Ben, but minimally he will be able to get at least Mezainis as a Bas. So where's the Gemara's Kasha? Let's explain this Braisa according to the Manda Omar, that a Tumtum is not a Berya, rather a Safik. So because of this Kasha, Taisus has a whole different Pshat in the Sugyo. According to Taisus, both Abaye and Rava are not explaining that the Mishnah holds that a Tumtum is a Berya. Taisus quotes the Gemara in Bechoris Daf Mem Aleph, the Rav Chisda over there says, and everyone is masking that a tumtum is a safik and not a berya. Even the sheet of Rav Shimon Gamliel is like that as well. Now, Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that kedusha cannot be chal on a tumtum, as Gemara brought at the bottom of Kuf Mem Amud Beis. This is a Mishnah in Tmura. The pshat of Rav Shimon Gamliel in that Mishnah is not because a tumtum is a berya, rather the pshat is because when a person is makdish, either a zachar or a nekeva, his kavan is for a vade zachar or a vade nekeva. If the vlad is a tumtum, he never had kavan to be makdish at all. It's not included in his das. According to this Tosis, it says that which Rav Shimon Gamliel says that kedusha cannot be chal on a tumtum is only referring to kedushas peh and not kedushas imay. In other words, if a person was makdish it bepeh, then his das was dafka on a zachar vaday or on a keva vaday, not on a tumtum. However, if this tumtum was born from a mother who had been a karbin, the child would get the kedusha from the mother. Then, even if it was a tumtum, still the kedusha can be chal because it's not tali in anyone's das. That which we find the Gemara in Tmura, which says that even Kedushas Ima is not Chal, according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Taisus says, Ein Chanami, that Gemara in Tmura is going like the Tzad, that the Pshat of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel is that it's a Berya. However, according to the Sheet of Rav Chisda, the Pshat of Reb Shimon Gamliel is not that it's a Beria, and Eichanai Reb Shimon Gamliel is only referring Kedushas Peh, not Kedushas Imoy, the Kedusha of the mother can be Chal. And Taisus continues that Abayi himself also holds like this, like the Shita of Rav Chizda, that a Tumtum is not a Beria, rather it's a Safik. And Taisus says further that if Abayi would have held the Pshat of Reb Shimon Gamliel is that a Tumtum is a Beria, then he would have explained the Pshat in the Mishnah like Ravo. In other words, it's more mistabrit to say that the two cases of the Mishnah, the Reisha and the Seifa, are not going according to the same on the Omer, even though that's a Deichik, but it's more of a Deichik, Taisa says, to say that when the Mishnah says Deichin Oisai, it means Deichin Oisai Ve'einloi, that's even more difficult to say. Therefore, if Abai would have understood the Pshan Reb Shimon Gamliel is that it's a Beria, he would have explained that the Machlekes between the Reisha and the Seifa is Gufa, whether a Tumtum is a Beria or a Safik. The Reisha holds that a Tumtum is a Safik, and the Seifa holds like Reb Shimon Gamliel that it's a Beria. For now, Shabbai did not explain this way. Taisa says it's Mukhach that Abai held that the Pshat in Reb Shimon Gamliel is not that it's a Beria. And the Pshat in the Machlekes between the Chacham and Reb Shimon Gamliel, Taisa explains, is Reb Shimon Gamliel holds that when a person is Makdish Bepeh, his Das is only on a Zohar Vaday or in a Keva Vaday, Mashenkin according to the Chachamim, since the Tumtum also is Roy for a carbon, for example, a Shlamim, which could be either a Zohar or in a Keva, so one can bring a Tumtum as well for a Shlamim. Therefore, we assume that a person's Das was that even if it's a Tumtum, he doesn't mean Dafka of Vaday Zohar or Vaday Nekeva, a Tumtum also would be included in his Das, he would want that also should be a carbon. This is the Machaikis between the Reb Shimon Gamliel and the Chachamim, and based on that, Taisus is Moisif. And even the Rabban who argue on Reb Shimon Gamliel by the case of a carbon, but they'll be moida in our Mishnah. In the case of the Mishnah where a person said, "Imtayot ishti zachar yitol mona, nekeva yitol masayim," there everyone would be masking that his das is only on a zachar vaday or in a keva vaday, and not on a tumtum. Even the Chacham who argued on Reb Shimon Gamliel in the case of a carbon, that's because the tumtum also is ready for a carbon. Hashanikin, when the person is giving out his nechasim, there we can understand that he only means to give it to a zachar vaday or to a keva vaday, where Daita Krevo, he has a relationship with them. Ashenke by Tumtum, Taisa says, Ein Daita Shal Adam Krevo, Lahaknois. A person does not have that same relationship to a child whose identity is unclear. Since he doesn't have the same relationship, he may not have wanted it to be Makna the Nechasim to the Tumtum. Therefore, here we understand, even according to the Chachamim, that a person's Das is only on a Zachar Vaday or on a Keva Vadois. And the Reisha as well, was a question whether this Tumtum should get Mezainis just as the Banais. Here also, we assume the Kuli Alma, even according to the Chachamim, that a person's Das is that he would not have wanted to give Mezainis to a Tumtum, even though he's giving to his Banais, but he would not want to give to a Tumtum. And Taisus adds that even though the din of the Reisha of the Mishnah, the Chiv Mezainis is not dependent on his will, it's dependent on a Takanas Chachamim, the Chachamim or Mesakin, that a person is Mechuyiv, even if he didn't write into the Ksuba, it's a Tanai Ksuba. Still, Taisus says, the Chachamim were only Mesakin according to the Das of a person, in a case where it's clear that a person would not have wanted to give Mezainis. Like in this case, if the child is a tumtum, he would not have wanted to be mechayiv himself for mezainis. So there as well, the chacham were not misakin the schiv mezainis to the tumtum. Hakapanim, according to Taisus, both in the Reisha and in the Seifa, it's not dependent on the machlekes between the chacham and Reb Shimon Gamliel. If it would have been dependent on the machlekes, Taisus says, then Abai would have said the Reisha is going according to the chacham and the Seifa is going according to Reb Shimon Gamliel. This way, we would not have had to be matcheh the lashon of the Mishnah when the Mishnah says doichin oisay etzal etzal nekevais. We wouldn't have to say it means Deichen Oisei Ve'einloi, rather it would have been Deichen Oisei Ve'yeshloi. We could have explained that the Reisha is going like the Chachamim, and the Sefer is like Reb Shimon Gamliel. The reason the Abai did not want to learn like this is because the Abai held that both according to the Chacham and according to Reb Shimon Gamliel, in both of these cases, the din will be that a Tumtum does not get, because a person's Das in both of these cases, both by the case of Mezainis and by the case of an Uber who hasn't been born yet, he does not have Das to give if the child is a Tumtum. With this, Taisus explains, we answer the kasha that Taisus originally asked on the Rashbam, from the Gemara at the bottom of Kuf Mem Amid Beis, when the Gemara asks from the Braisa, which says, Nizan Kibas ben Chosim Merubim, and the Gemara asks from there on Abaya, Abaya who learned the Mishnah, which says, Doichin Oisei Itzon Lekeves, that means to say, Doichin Oisei Ve'einloi, has that fit with the Braisa, which says, Nizan Kibas ben Chosim Merubim. And the kasha that Taisus asked on the Rashbam was, why didn't the Gemara just say that Abaya is learning the Mishnah like Reb Shimon Gamliel? And this price will fit according to the Chacham who argue on Reb Shimon Gamliel. According to the way Taisus explained, this kasha is not difficult. Taisus explains B'das Abaya that in this case there is no machlokes between the Chacham and Reb Shimon Gamliel. Everyone would be masking that a person would not want to give mezainis to his child if the child is a tumtum. And if the one asks, according to Abaya, what is the pshat in the price which says Nizan Kibas bin Chosim Merubim, it does not fit with the Chacham or Reb Shimon Gamliel. This is how Taisus explains the shita of Abaya in the sugya. What about Rava? How exactly does Rava argue in Abaya? Tosfos understands that Rava also is masking that the Pshat of Shimon ben Gamliel is not because the Tumtum is a Berya. Even according to Shimon ben Gamliel, a Tumtum is a Suffolk. That which Shimon ben Gamliel says that the Kedusha is Nachal when you're Makdish the Vlad for a carbon and ends up being a Tumtum. The Pshat is also because his Das is only to be Makdish a Zohar Vaday or an Akeva Vaday. However, Rava holds the same way with Chacham arguing with Shimon ben Gamliel in that case of Hakdosha. The Chacham will also argue on the cases of the Mishnah. The case of him tailored Ishti, there also the Chacham would hold that if he's giving both to a Zohar and to a Nekeva, and Bistam his Das also is to give to a Tumtum, and the Reisha as well, the same way a person gives Mezainis to his daughter, he also would give Mezainis to a Tumtum. So according to Rava, there would be a Machlekes in both cases of the Mishnah between the Chacham and Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. And if Rava said, in order not to have to be Matcha the Reisha of the Mishnah, he would learn the Reisha says, Deichen Oisei Itzel and Nekeves means Deichen Oisei V'yeshloi. And Rava says that would fit with the sheet of the Chachamim. And the next case of the Mishnah, the case of him tailored Ishti, where the Mishnah says, Yoldo Tomtom Eine Noitel, that would fit with the sheet of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. This is the sheet of Tosfos in the Sugya. Now mention another Mahalach from the Ritva and how to understand the sheet of Rava. And the truth is that Tosfos over here, in the end of Dibur Maschil Elo, he brings this tzad, however Tosfos rejects it. The Ritva wants to learn that when Rava says, and the ratio Deichen Oisei V'yeshloi, and the Pshat in the Sefer is that it fits with the sheet of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, the Ritva says the Gemara is not mashma that we're trying to say over here that the two parts of the Mishnah are really two different Tanoim, and that surely Rav Shimon ben Gamliel does fit with the ratio as well. And the Ritva explains that since in the ratio we're dealing with the Takonas Chachomim, when the Chacham were Mesakin this din to be Mechayev a person to give Mezainis to his Bas, La'achar Misa, included in that would also be a Tumtum. Since in Dinei Torah, a Tumtum is not a burial b'fnei atzmoy, rather it's a Sofik Zohar, a Sofik Nekeva, therefore in the Takonas Chachamim, that the bunnies get Mezainis La'achar Misa, a Tumtum will not be worse than both a son and a daughter, at least be able to get Mezainis together with the rest of the bunnies. Therefore, even though the Seif of the Mishnah fits with the sheet of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, the Pshat is because the Seif is referring to Das B'nei Adam, when a person gives a matana to his sons and his daughters. Over there, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel holds that his Das is only on Vadei Zecharim and Vadei Nekevis, but not on Sveikos. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel would be maskim that in the ratio, it's not totally in Das B'nei Adam, that the Karan Darbonet is not dependent on a person's Das. And as we said, Tosfos brought this tzad, however Tosfos rejected it, because Tosfos says, if this is true, that the Gemara should not have said that the Sefer fits with the sheet of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, rather what Rava should have said was that there's a chiluk between the Reisha and the Sefer. Since the Gemara originally understood to compare the Reisha and the Sefer, and this is how Abaya holds as well, the same way in the Sefer the din is that the Tumtum does not get anything, in the Reisha also, Deichen Oisei Ve'in Loi, Rava came along with Mechadish a chiluk between the Reisha and the Sefer, then the Reisha it's Tali and Takanas Chachamim, and that's not dependent on the Das B'nei Adam. Shaking in the Sefer there, Tumtum does not get anything because it's dependent on Das B'nei Adam. The Gemara doesn't say the Iker Chilik. This is what Rava should have said. He should have explained why the Reisha and the Sefer are different. From here, Tosfos concludes that Rava does not mean to be Mechal between the Reisha and the Sefer. And Tosfos explains that when the Chacham are Mesakin Takonus, they do it according to the Das B'nei Adam. Therefore, here, since we'll assume that a person's Das was that he would not want to give to a Tumtum, only to a Zohar Vadei or to a Nekeva Vadois, so too as far as the Chiv Mezainis as well, that the Takanas Chacham was not Mechayiv to give Mezainis to a Tumtum. So to summarize, we said three Mahalchim in the Sugya. The first Mahalch was the sheet of the Rashbam, according to the Rashbam, the Sefer of the Mishnah, which says, in Tehled Ishti Zohar Yitalmona and the Cave of Masayim, if a Tumtum is born, the Tumtum does not get anything. The only way to understand that din of the Mishnah is, if a Tumtum is a Berya, if he's a Safik, then a Manavshach, he should get at least a Moneh. The Sefer of the Mishnah definitely is going that a Tumtum is a Berya, and the Machlokes Abaya and Rava is that according to Abaya, he didn't want to say that the ratio of the Mishnah and the Sefer of the Mishnah don't fit according to the same Tana. So Abaya was madchik that the lashon of the Mishnah, which says Doichen Oisei Itzel Nekevos, means Doichen Oisei Ve'ein Loi. The ratio also holds that a Tumtum is a Berya, and therefore he does not get Yerusha as a Ben, and also does not get Mezinus as a Bas. And Rava doesn't want to be Doichen the lashon of the ratio of the Mishnah. He'd rather say that the Reisha and the Sefer are going according to two different Shitas. The Reisha holds like the Shita that it's a Safik, and therefore Deichen Oisei V'yeshloi. And the Sefer is going like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, who holds that a Tumtum is a Berya. That's the Shita of the Rashbam. The second Mahalach we said was the Shita of Tosfos. According to Tosfos, throughout the Sugya there is no Tzad that a Tumtum is a Berya. The Machlokes between the Chacham and Rav Shimon ben Gamliel is if a person is Makdish a Karbin, Do we assume that his das is only on a zocher vaday or on a keva vaday, not on a tumtum? And the machlokes between Abaye and Rava is, Abaye holds that even the chacham who argued on Rav Shimon ben Gamliel by the case of ha'akdosha, in the Mishnah, however, the chacham would be maskim to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, both in the seifa of the Mishnah where a person is giving a matana, a das of a person is only karev to a zocher vaday or on a keva vaday, not to a tumtum. Everyone would be maskim that he would not have wanted to give a matana to a tumtum. And the Reisha as well, Taisus explains, even though it's a takanas chachamim, but the takanas chacham is based on the daitei shal odom, therefore in the Reisha also, everyone would be maskim that a person would not have wanted to be mechayiv himself to give mezainis to his child who's a tumtum, and therefore Abaye has to be matrik that the Reisha which says, doichen oisei yitzel nekeveis, it means doichen oisei ve'en loy. According to this, the entire Mishnah, both the Reisha and the Seifa, would fit both according to the Shita of the chacham and the Shita of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Rava, on the other hand, argues on Abaye, and he says that both of the cases, the Reisha and the Seifa, would also be dependent on the machaikas between the Chacham and Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. According to Rava, the same way they argue about a person's das when he's makdish a karbin, they'll also argue about a person's das when he gives a matana. Therefore, both in the Reisha and in the Seifa, it will be telling the machaikas the Chacham and Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. And since Rava does not want to be matchik that the Reisha which says doichen oisai, it means doichen oisai ve'in loy, therefore Rava explains the Mishnah according to two different tanoim. The Reisha fits with the sheet of the Chacham and the Seifa with the sheet of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Both Abaye and Rava are maskim, according to this Malach of Taisus, that there's no sword to be mechal between the Reisha and the Seifa. The third Malach we said was the sheet of the Ritva, the Ve'en Loimer of Taisus. The Machaikas Abaye and Rava is gufa whether there's a sword to be mechal between the Reisha and the Seifa. Abaye holds there is no sword to be mechalik, and if once we see in the Seifa, the din is the Tumtum does not get anything, in the Reisha as well, the Tumtum should not get mezainis. Therefore, Abaye is forced to say that in the Reisha also doichen oisei ve'en loy. Rava, on the other hand, is mechadish that there is a svar to be mechalik between the Reisha and the Seifa. In the Reisha, since it's a takonas chachamim, it's not totally in das b'nei adam. Therefore, everyone would agree that the takonas chachamim does include a tumtum on the tzad that the tumtum is in the keva. Therefore, the din is that the tumtum gets at least mezainis doichen oisei ve'yesh loy. Hashenkin in the Seifa, where it is totally in das b'nei adam, there the Mishnah says, if the tumtum does not get anything, that fits with the sheet of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, that a person's das is not on a tumtum, only on a zocher vaday or on a keva vadois. According to the sheet of the Ritva, the whole Mishnah fits with one tano, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Now, up until this point, we've discussed what is the din of a tumtum as far as the Yerusha is concerned, in the case where there are both banim and banois, and a tumtum as well. That's the case of the Mishnah. And the Mishnah is mavur that as far as the Yerusha is concerned, he definitely does not get Yerusha together with the other banim, either because he's only a Safik Zachar and they're Vadei Zacharim, or because he's a Beria, and Beria definitely is not a Zachar. As far as the Chiv Mezainis is concerned, that's the Machlokes between Abaye and Rava, how to learn the Mishnah. Is it Deichen Oisei V'Yeshloi or Deichen Oisei V'Einloi? Do we say that the Tumtum has a Schus at least to get Mezainis? But again, that's in the case where there are banim and banis and a Tumtum as well. If there are only banim and a Tumtum, there again, the din would be Poshit, the Tumtum would not get any Yerusha Bechlal, either because he's only a Safik Zachar and they're Vadei Zacharim, or because he's Vadei not a Zachar, he's only a Beria. However, there are two other cases which still need clarification. The first case would be what happens if there are no Zacharim nor Nekevis, there's only a Tumtum. What kind of Schus Yerusha would the Tumtum have in that case? And the second case to discuss is what happens if there's only Banais and a Tumtum? How would we divide the Yerusha over there? In this case, the Banais are not collecting because of the Chi of Mezainis. The Chiv Mezainis is only negay when there are banim, and the banis really should not have gotten anything midin Yerusha, yet still they have a schus to get because of the Chiv Mezainis. In this case, where there are no banim, so the banis want to collect midin Yerusha, and there's a tumtum here as well. How exactly would they divide the Yerusha? What kind of schus would the tumtum have kineged the banis? So as far as the first case is concerned, this is mefurish in the Mishnah. The last few words in the Mishnah say, Vim ein sham yerush elohu yerush esakol. The truth is that on the tzad that a tumtum is a sofik zacha, a sofik nekeva, and the this chelik of the Mishnah is poshet, it wouldn't even seem to be a chiddush bechlal, since there are no other banim nor banis over here, and this tumtum a man of shach is either a ben or a bas, it's poshet that he would be the first one to get the Yerusha, he would have kadim over any other relatives because he's either a son or a daughter. However, on the tzad that a tumtum is a beria, then already this needs clarification, and the Rashbam over here explains, the chayif he's not a ben nor a bas, he's a beria. Why is it Pashit that this Beria gets the Yerusha, even in the case where there are no other Banim nor Banis, it still should not be Pashit? So the Rashbam over here says two Pshatim. The first Pshat he says is, that the Tumtum would get the Yerusha Mikayach the Pasuk, which says, Ben Ein Loi, and from there we learn, Ben Ein Loi Ayin Alov. This is a remez to the Gemara earlier on, Daf Kuf Tezvav Amid Aleph. Over there the Gemara is talking about something else. How do we know that if a person dies, he does not have any sons, but he has grandsons, the grandsons will be the first one to get the Yerusha, they would have priority over other relatives. We dash this from the Pasuk, Ben Ein Loi, Vavartam Es Nach Losoi. If he doesn't have any sons, then you pass the Yerusha on to the next relative. From the words Ben Einle, we dash in Ayin Alov to search further. Maybe even though there is no son, maybe the son has a son. If he does, he will be the first one to get the Yerusha. Similarly, we make a Joshua from the Pasuk of Ein Loi Bas, also over there, Ayin Alov. And if we search and we don't see a daughter, maybe if we search further, we'll see that there's a child of that daughter. A child of that daughter would also take the place of the daughter for the Yerusha. And the Rishpam understands that this drasha would be the makar for a tumtum as well. The same way we say Ayin Alov for the ben and Ayin Alev for the bas, even if there is no ben or bas, we search further for something similar to the ben or the bas. From that drasha we would learn that a tumtum also has a din of Yerusha. He would be the next in line after we see that there is no ben nor a bas, since he's somewhat similar to a ben or a bas. This is the first pshat of the Rishpam. The second pshat of the Rishpam is that the Yerusha of a tumtum would be based on a different pasuk. The pasuk which says that karav elov mimishpachtoi v'yorish reisa. It would seem the Rishpam means to say that from this pasuk we see that anyone who's a relative is also included in the Yerusha. Therefore, this tumtum, even though he's not a ben nor a bas, he still will be considered a relative, and therefore also he can be in line for Yerusha. The truth is, on this second pshat of the Rishpam, it would seem to be difficult. Why would the tumtum have precedence for the Yerusha over other relatives, like for example a brother of the nifter? If a tumtum is learned from this pasuk of Hakarif Elov Mimishbachti Vigyorish Reisa, in the Seder Apsukim that comes after a brother, and the pashas over here is that a tumtum comes after a son or a daughter, if there's no sons or daughters, the tumtum is the next one in line. Surely according to the Man Omer that a tumtum is a Safik, if he's a Safik Ben, Safik Bas, he definitely would have priority to other relatives like a brother. The Aush Mishnah says, Vim Ein Sham Yerish Aluhu Yerish Esakol, the pashas is, and this is the Mashmais of the Rashbam, when the Mishnah says Ein Sham Yerish, it doesn't mean that there are no other Yerushim at all. Every Yid has some Yerushim except for a Ger. Ein Sham Yerish Kefuto just means that there are no Bonim or Bonais. There the din is, the Mishnah says, the Tumtum gets, he's the next one in line. L'chari, according to the second Halach of the Rashbam, other relatives should have priority to the Tumtum. Hakoponim, one of these two Pesukim are the Mekoyer, the Rashbam says, that a Tumtum can get Yerusha. The Mashmais of the Rashbam is that the whole Chiddush of the Mishnah is only according to this Tzad, that a tumtum is a beria. If a tumtum is not a beria, the chayr, this is not a chiddush. And the truth is, this would be a kasha on the other Rishonim. Taisus and the Ritva, they learned the pshat in the Mishnah, is not like the tzad that a tumtum is a beria. The Mishnah is going that a tumtum is a safik. If so, the chayr, what is the chiddush that a tumtum gets the Yerusha? So it's interesting, the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayis is mashma, that he understood this last din of the Mishnah is Gufa coming to tell us that a tumtum is a safik and not a beria. The lashon of the Rambam is, there would have been a tzad to say that a tumtum is a beria, then the din will be that he does not get a Yerusha b'chlal, even if there are no sons or daughters. Kamash Malan, the Mishnah is telling us, the Mashmais of the Ram is that this Gufa is the din of the Seifa of the Mishnah. One may have thought that a tumtum is a beria, and then the din will be that he would not get the Yerusha, even if there are no sons or daughters. Kamashman, the Mishnah is telling us that he does get the Yerusha. The Pshat Gufa is, the Mishnah is telling us that he's not a beria, rather he's a Safik. In other words, Ram would not hold of these drushas that the Rashbam makes. The Rashbam brings two psukim to explain what would be the makar that a tumtum will get the Yerusha on the tzad that a tumtum is a beria. According to the Ram learns the Mishnah is Gufa coming to tell us that a tumtum is not a beria. If a tumtum was a beria, then he would not get Yerusha b'chlal. We would not have made these drushas which the Rashbam brings. And that's as far as a tumtum when there is no ben or a bas. What about on the other shaila which we posed, if there's a tumtum and there are also banais? So here again, the shaila is divided dependent on whether you hold a tumtum is a beria or a tumtum is a safik. On the tzad that a tumtum is a beria, which is the way the Rashbam learns in the sugya, does the tumtum get any chelik of the Yerusha when there are also banais? So the Mishnah does not discuss this case. The Mishnah only talks about a case of Ein Sham Yerush Elohu, there are no banim nor banais. What about if there are bunnies and a tumtum as well? So this shaila is not discussed mefurish and rishonim over here in the sugya. Perhaps this would be telling in the two psukim which the Rashbam brings. Where is the makar b'chlal that a tumtum can get Yerusha? According to the second pasuk which the Rashbam brings, that's learned from the pasuk of a karv ilov mi mishpachti v'yorish reisah. That perhaps would be mashma that a tumtum is in a lower madriga than a ben or a bas. It's only considered mimishpachdoy. If so, b'mokim bas a tumtum maybe would not get anything. According to the other drasha that it's learned from ben ein loy ayin alov, bas ein loy ayin alov, doesn't seem to be so clear. What would be the din if there's a tumtum and a bas? Would the bas get everything, or perhaps they would divide it? Now the bismah chayk is between the tour and the beis seisef in chayshim mishpat simin reish pei. What is the din as far as an andragonus? An andragonus is considered a beria b'fnei atzmai, as opposed to a tumtum, which we paskin is not considered a beria, rather a sofik. And if there's an andragonus and a bas, the sheet of the tour is that they divide the yerusha equally. The andragonus gets half, and the bas gets half. The beis seisef, however, argues on the tour. The beis seisef holds that the bas would get the whole yerusha. Since an andragonus is not considered a ben or a bas, it's a beria b'fnei atzmai. Andragonus would come later in the seder ha-yerusha. A ben or a bas would have precedence over this new beria of an andragonus. That machlekes is as far as an andragonus, but the same machlekes would also apply to a tumtum, according to the tzad, that a tumtum is a beria. According to the shita of the tour, if there's a tumtum and a bas, they would divide the yerusha equally. According to the beis seisef, the bas would get the entire yerusha. And this is all according to the tzad that a tumtum is a beria. If, however, a tumtum is a suffik, this very is discussed mefurish and rishanim in Arsugya. What happens in a case where there's a tumtum who's a suffik and there's also a bas? How do we divide the yerusha? The rush over here in Arsugya and Simon Dalid, he paskins like the tzad that a tumtum is a suffik. If there's a tumtum and a bas who want to get the yerusha, he says the din is that the tumtum gets 3/4 of the yerusha and the bas gets 1/4 of the yerusha. He explains because since the whole nidain and the whole dintara between them, the tumtum and the bas, is only on half of the yerusha, one half definitely the tumtum gets from a manashach. Whether he's a ben or a bas, he definitely deserves at least half. The whole argument between them is about the second half. Therefore, on the second half, he'll say, Momen amuto besofik chokim. Therefore, the tumtum will end up with 3/4 and the bas with 1/4. This would be similar to the case we find in the beginning of Baba Metzia of Shnaim Oichsim Betalis. If one of them claims the whole talis is mine, and the other claims that half is yours and half is mine, then also the din is that the one who claimed the whole thing is mine gets 3/4, and the one who claimed that half is mine gets 1/4, for the same reason, since the whole din tayr is only on half of the talis, one half, definitely we know who gets it, the whole machlekes is on the second half we'll divide, therefore one will end up with 3/4 and one with 1/4. This is the shita of the Rosh. The Rambam, however, argues. The Rambam, Perek Hei Hilchos Nachlois, Halacha Aleph, paskins that a tumtum and a bas yarshin equally. One would have to understand what exactly is the Yisayda Machlekes between the Rosh and the Rambam. So we'll mention briefly Rabbi Chanan the Kibbutz Yurim in Ois Tof Ayin Tes, he brings B'Shem Rabbi Avtali Trop to explain what is the Yisayda Machlekes between the Rosh and the Rambam. We know the Klal is Ein Safik Moitzim in Deivadai. For example, this is the reason why if you have a Banim and a Tumtum, so the Banim get the entire Yerusha, you don't say that the Tumtum should get a Chelek, at least they're a Safik Ben, Safik Bas. As we say, since the Banim definitely deserve the Yerusha, and the Tumtum is a Safik, whether he gets a Chelek of the Yerusha, Ein Safik Moitzim Deivadai, the Banim get the entire Yerusha. In that case, we have a Bas and a Tumtum, so as we said, on half of the Yerusha, there is no argument. Half of it the Tumtum gets, he's getting that Chelek Midin Bas. In other words, even if he is a Bas, he deserves at least half. The Machlekes is about the second half. The Tumtum claims that maybe he deserves the second half as well, on the Tzad that he's a Ben. So Rav Tzolli explains, what we have over here is, on the second half, after the Tumtum already received the first half, on the second half, we have the Tumtum, who's a Sofik Ben, against a Vadei Bas. And the Yisayda Shaila over here is, do we say Ein Sofik Moitzim De Vadei? Do we say that the Sofik Ben cannot take away from the Vadei Bas? It's hard to say that they would divide it equally, like the sheet of the Ramam is over here, we say Ein Sofik Moitzim De Vadei. It's hard to say, like the Rosh is over here, we will not say Ein Sofik Moitzim De Vadei. What exactly is the Yisayda Shaila over here? So he says, we know there's a Machlekes Rishonim, what happens in a case where a person dies and there are two people who claim the Yerusha? One of them is a Vadei Ach, he's definitely a brother of the one who was Nifter. And the other one is a Sofik Ben. He may be a Ben and he may not be a Ben. There's a Machlekes Rishonim over here, if we say Ein Sofik Moitzim De Vadei, maybe we should give the entire Yerusha to the Ach, because he's a Vadei Yerish, as opposed to the Sofik Ben, he's a Sofik Yerish. Or do we say, no, here we don't say Ein Sofik Moitzim De Vadei, because on the side that the Sofik Ben really is a Ben, then the Ach is not a Yerish Bechlal. Since the Torah gives Kedima to a Ben, he's the first Yerish. Anytime that there is a Ben, an Ach is not considered a Yerish Bechlal. So over here we won't say Ein Sofik Moitzim De Vadei, because the Ach is not a Vadei Yerish. On the side that there really is a son, the Ach deserves no Yerusha Bechlal. Here as well, Rav Avtali explains, this is Yisayid HaShayla. After the Tumtum already took half, he took the first half, Rikayach, the din of a Bas. The second half he's claiming that maybe deserves as well on the side that he's a ben. So the shail is, do we say ain't sofik mois from devadai, the tumtum is a sofik ben and the bas is a vadai bas? The Rambam would hold that we do say ain't sofik mois from devadai over here in this case, and therefore the bas would get the second half, and each one would end up with one half. The sheet of the rush would be that we don't apply over here ain't sofik mois from devadai, just like in the case of the sofik ben and vadai ach. We don't say into Safik Moisim Nevadai because on the tzad that the Safik Ben really is a Ben and the Na'ach is not a Yerush Bechlal, here as well on the tzad that the Tumtum is actually a Ben, so the Bas is not a Yerushes Bechlal. Once there's no Klal of Ein Safik Moisim Nevadai, we would go back to the regular Klal of Momen Amutu B'Safik Chokim. Therefore the Rosh holds that the Tumtum ends up with 3/4 and the Bas ends up with 1/4. One could take a look over there in Rabbi Chon, he's Mayrach about this, he asks Kashas and Rav Tali, Ragopam, this is one possible Mahalach to explain the Yisrael Machaikas between the Rosh and the Rambam. Now continue on to the Braisa at the top of Omid Beis. The Braisa brings the din of Mivasreini. A Mivasreini b'man niftar rachma shal ishti im zachar yitol mone, yoda zachar noitol mone. Im nekeva mone, yoda nekeva noitol mone. Yoda zachar unekeva, that the Braisa says, ein loy elo mone. And this Gemara asks, v'ha zachar unekeva loy omar. How could we say that if twins are born, a zachar and a nekeva, so the Mevaser gets a money, but the father didn't mention that tzad, he only mentioned if a son will be born, and if a daughter will be born, he didn't mention the tzad, if twins will be born. And the Gemara explains, you have to say, Enechanam, he mentioned that tzad as well, the Omer Nami, im zachar unekeva, nami yitol money. The Gemara holds that if a person only mentioned the tzad of a zachar and the tzad of the nekeva, he didn't mention the tzad of twins, then the Mevaser would not get anything, because that's not a zachar or a nekeva, this is something else. Maybe he never meant to give anything to the Mevaser if it ends up being twins. Now the Ramban explains, what is the chiddush of this part of the Braisa? If you said Mefurish, Mzacha unekeva name yitol mone, what would be the tzad to say that the Mevaser gets anything other than a mone? The Ramban explains that we would have thought perhaps that he meant to say that a mone for each one, a mone for the Zacha and a mone for the Nekeva, and the Mevaser would get Masayim. Kamash Malon, the Braisa says, no, that's not what he meant. When he says Mzacha unekeva name yitol mone, he means one money for both of them. I'll mention an interesting machlokes between the Rashbam earlier on the Mishnah Daf Kuf Mem Amud Beis, and the Ramban over here in Er Sugya. The Rashbam earlier on the Mishnah brought a ray from this Gemara to that which the Mishnah over there says, that if a person says im teled ishti zachar yitol mona, yodo zachar noitol mona, nekeva masayim, yodo nekeva netelos masayim, then the Mishnah says, im zachar mona im nekeva masayim, v'yodo zachar unekeva, zachar noitol mona, nekeva netelos masayim. The Rashbam of there brings Yish Mefarshim, who learned the Pshat in the Mishnah is that at first the Mishnah tells us a case where he only mentioned a Zachar. The other din is that if a Zachar is born and the Zachar gets a Mone, if a Nekeva is born she doesn't get anything. Then the Mishnah mentions a case where he only mentioned a Nekeva. And afterwards the third case is talking about where he said both. He said if a Zachar is born, the Zachar should get a Mone, and if a Nekeva is born, the Nekeva should get Masayim. He didn't mention Beferish, the possibility of twins, and that the Mishnah tells us that if a Zachar and a Nekeva are both born, the Zachar gets the money and the Nekeva gets Masayim. The Chiddush of the Mishnah is, even though he didn't mention the tzad of twins, he only mentioned what will happen if a Zachar is born, what will happen if a Nekeva is born, but we understand that he means to say that if a Zachar and a Nekeva are born, the Zachar also will get the money and the Nekeva Masayim. This is the Pshat that the Rashbam quotes, B'Shem Yesh Mefarshim, and the Rashbam himself argues, he says, Lav Milsehi, this is not the correct Pshat in the Mishnah. Because if this is the case, where he didn't mention Beferish to Umim, he only mentioned a single Zachar or a single Nekeva, he didn't mention the possibility of twins, then the din would be that in the Mishnah, neither one would get anything. And he proves from this Gemara over here on Kuf Mem Aleph Amud Beis. The same with the Gemara Bayos says that if he didn't mention the possibility of twins, then the Mevaser doesn't get anything. The Rashbam explains the Pshat is, Shem Adloy HaYachofetz Belidas to Umim, maybe he was not happy with the birth of the twins. Inami, or the Rashbam says, perhaps, Ein lidas to umim bechlal im zachar im nekeva. Maybe it's not included in the lashon of im zachar im nekeva. That lashon will be mashma a zachar alone or a nekeva alone. It's not mashma twins. But upon him, either way, the Rashbam says, the same way that as far as the din of mivasreini, twins wouldn't get anything if he didn't mention the possibility of twins. The same would be as far as the case of the Mishnah as well. If all the father mentioned was im zachar mone im nekeva masayim, he didn't mention the possibility of twins, then if twins are born, neither one would get anything. And the Rashbam learns a different pshat in the Mishnah over there. When the Mishnah says, Im zachar mone, im nekeva masayim, v'yoda zachar unekeva, zachar noitel mone, nekeva netelis masayim, it does not mean to say that twins were born. Rather, in this case, where he mentioned both possibilities. If a Zachar is born, the Zachar will get a mone. If a Nekeva is born, she'll get Masayim. V'yolda Zachar Unekeva. Zachar Unekeva does not mean that both were born. We're not talking about a case of twins. Rather, what the Mishnah means is Zachar Unekeva. The Mishnah is telling us that since in this case he mentioned both possibilities, therefore, regardless of whether a Zachar is born or a Nekeva is born, they'll get the mone or Masayim, as opposed to the previous case in the Mishnah, where he only mentioned one tzad, he only mentioned a Zachar, for example. There we don't say that Bistama he means also to give to a Nekeva, or vice versa. If he only mentions a Nekeva, Bistama he means to give it to a Zachar as well. This is what the Mishnah is telling us, that he has to mention both Tzadim. Only if he mentions a Zachar and a Nekeva, then regardless of what's born, the child will get the money. This is the Shita of the Rashbam. The Ramban, however, as we said, he argues, the Ramban over here on Kuf Mem Aleph Amud Beis, and he says, he learns the Mishnah Kipshutai, when the Mishnah says, Yodah Zachar Unekeva, Zachar Noitel Mona, Nekeva Nitalos Masayim, he's talking about a case where twins were born, and he's bothered by this kasha. What is the chiluk between the case of the Mishnah and the case over here in Daf Kuf Mem Aleph Amud Beis? On Kuf Mem Aleph Amud Beis, the case of Mivastreni, there the Gemara is Mevur, that if he only mentioned the Tzad of Zachar and the Tzad of Nekeva, then if twins are born, then the Mivastre will not get anything. Why is that different than the case of the Mishnah? And the Ramban says the Pshat is like this, that by Mivastreni, the reason why he's giving the person money is because the person told him the good news, and it could be this father, it's not considered such good news for him to hear that he had twins. The Ramban says perhaps because of the tsar for his wife that she incurred during childbirth, or because perhaps tu'umim are not always bar kayomo, sometimes they don't both survive. Or the Ramban says perhaps because financially it'll be hard for him to support the twins. But Al-Kaparim, the Ramban says that there's a svar to say why the person didn't have das b'chlal to give anything if the Mevaser tells him that twins were born. However, as far as the case of the Mishnah, the Ramban says, there the reason why a person would want to give money to his child is to help out the child. The child should have some savings put away. There is no svar to say that he would not have wanted to give anything if twins are born. Once we see that he wanted to give a certain amount to a Zachar and a certain amount to a Nekeva, if a Zachar and a Nekeva are both born, he surely would want to give them the same amount. This is the machaikas between the Ramban and the Rashbam. Now continue on to the next Gemara. Hud Amr Lo L'Dabisu Nichsei L'Hai D'Ma'abrat. He wants to give his nechasim to this uber, this fetus who hasn't been born yet. The Ritva explains the case over here is talking about that he has other children and he wants that after he dies, all of his nechasim should go specifically to this one child. Now Tosis in Dibur Maschal Nichsei L'Hai D'Ma'abrat, he explains the case of the Gemara is talking about a Shchiv Meira. The din of a Shchiv Meira is he doesn't have to do any Maisa Kinyan, Dvarav Kichsuvinuch and Mesurim Domi. Yet still, then is, as the Gemara says, Behemshech, that since Mezakel Uber Leikone, a Kinyan cannot work for an Uber, therefore, even in this case, where the one who's giving the Matana is a Shchiv Meira, as Seis explains, any case where if a Bari would give this same Matana and he would do a Maisa Kinyan, it wouldn't work, like over here by an Uber, Mezakel Uber Leikone, then the same would also apply by a Shchiv Meira, even though he doesn't have to do a Maisa Kinyan, but a Matana of a Shchiv Meira without a Kinyan is not better than a matana of a bari with a kinyan. Now what Shavuna said, having mezakel ubar, the mezakel ubar loikono, so the Rashbam over here in Dibur Maschal, the mezakel ubar, explains, he says the case is talking about the use mezak al yidei achar. In other words, someone else was the zeicha on behalf of the ubar. The din is that zechia works for a katan. One person could be zeicha on behalf of a katan, even though the katan himself is not old enough, he doesn't have das to make a kinyan. Still, there's a parasha of Schio, a godel could be zeicher for the katan. Here, however, it wasn't a katan, it was an uber who wasn't born yet. The Schio would not work for the uber. The way the Rashbam is explaining, in the case of Rav Huna, when Rav Huna says, Mezakel uber leikona, the lashon of ha-mezaka is mashma that they're doing a maisa kinyan. L'cher, this is not a steer to Taisvis. Taisvis was talking about the case of a hud amr lo l'dabisu. That's talking about a case of a shchiv mirah, but Rav Huna is saying, the same way the din is Mezakel uber leikona. If a person was not a Shchiv Meira, and a Maisa Kinyan was necessary, and a Maisa Kinyan was done by the Zeich on behalf of the Uber, the din is that the Shchiyah does not work, the same would also be by a Shchiv Meira. A Shchiv Meira does not have to do a Maisa Kinyan, but the words themselves are like the Kinyan, but there also, if he's giving it to an Uber, the Kinyan would not be Chal. Now Taisus continues, and he asks Akasha from the Gemara later on, Daf Kuf Mem Ches Amud Aleph. The Gemara there says, Shchiv Meira Sha'omer Tznu Halvosi Lepleini Halva Osei Lepleini. If a Shchiv Meira is owed money, he's a Malve, and it's not a Milva Bishtar, rather a Milva Alpeh, and the Shchiv Meira says, I want this Halva to go over to Pliny, in other words, this Pliny will be the one who's able to collect the Chayv from the Leive, the din is that it's actually considered given over, and the one who received the Matana, he can go and collect the Chayv. And Taisus is bothered, We know the din is that by Amil Valpeh, a person cannot give it over with the regular Maisa Kinyan. And therefore, according to the Klal that Tosfos just said, that anything that a Bari cannot do with a Kinyan, a Shechemra can also not accomplish with his Dibur. So how could it be that Amil Valpeh, which a Bari cannot give over with a Kinyan, a Shechemra is able to give over with his words? Now, Kreger over here in the Gilgin HaShas, as well as many other Achronim, they ask that Tosfos seems to be a Pella, because the Gemara itself over there seems to be asking this Kasha. The Gemara at the bottom of Kuf Mem Zayin Omid Beis brings a klal, which seems to be the same klal as Tosfos, that Milsa de Isa Bebari Isa Beshriv Mira, the less of Bebari, less of Beshriv Mira. Anything which a Bari is able to give over with a Maisa Kinyan, a Shriv Mira also is able to give over even without a Kinyan, but something which a Bari is not able to give over with a Kinyan, a Shriv Mira also cannot give it over. On this, the Gemara asks, from that which Rav Nachman said, Shriv Mira Sha'omar Tznu Halvosei Lepleini Halvosei Lepleini, a Shchimra is able to give over a mil valpeh, even though we know the din is that a Bari is not able to give it over with the Maisa Kinyan. And that the Gemara answers two terutim. One terut, the Gemara says, with Papa Omar, Hoyel v'yoyrish yoyrisha. And although a mil valpeh is not something which could be given over with the regular Maisa Kinyan, however, we do find the case where a mil valpeh is actually given over. If a person dies, it's given over by Yerusha, the Yoyrish is able to be zeich in the mil valpeh. Therefore, that's enough already to tell us that a Shchimra can give it over as well. That's the first teretz of the Gemara. The second teretz of the Gemara is, Rav Acha b'rei d'Ravika Omar, halva isa b'barik, d'Rav Huna Omar Rav. There is a way that a barik can give over a mil valpeh, the din of Rav Huna Omar Rav, the din of Maimon Shloshton, that if all three parties involved are there at the same time, the malve, the loive, and the person that the malve wants to give the chayv over to, if they're all there at the same time, then it can be given over even by a mira. Hakapar, the Gemara has two terutzim. Why is the din that a Shchimra is able to give over halva if it's milsa the less of babari? And that the Gemara answers that it's isa babari, either because halva is something which could be given over by Yerusha, or because it could be given over by Maimon Shloshtan. Hakapar, the kasha which Tosfos asks over here seems to be a pella. The Gemara really asks this kasha, and the Gemara has two terutzim. This is the kasha that Rikveger asks. So we'll mention the teres which the Rishash over here brings. Nasamech as well in Perik Aleph Hilchas Nachlois in the end of Halacha Yud Gimel, they both learned the Pshat and Tosfos as Kasha as follows. They say that what Tosfos means to ask is on the first teretz of the Gemara over there says the reason why Halva can be given over by a Shchiv Mira is because Halva is something which is given over by Yerusha. According to that, even something which a Bari is not able to give over with the Maisa Kinyan, if it's the type of thing which goes over by Yerusha, that's already enough for a Shchiv Mira to give it over with his Amira. If so, what Tosfos means to ask is on the Hemshech of the Gemara over here. The Gemara further down, the Gemara is coming to answer the kasha that we asked on Rav Huna from the Mishnah, that which Rav Huna said, Hamazakal Uber Loikone, yet the Mishnah is Mavur, that a person can give over something to an Uber. The Mishnah Lachar is a stira to Rav Huna. And in one teretz, the Gemara wanted to answer that our Mishnah fits with the Shita of Rav Yosi. Rav Yosi says in the Mishnah in Yevamos that Uber Paisal Ve'enoi Meichel, if a person dies and leaves over an Eved, we consider the Uber to have a chilik in this Eved. That's a raya lachar that an Uber can be zeichin in something even before it's born. And this Gemara answer, Yerusha haba me'ele ashani. All we see from Rav Yosi is that by Yerusha it works, but this is not a raya that in another case where a person tries to be makna something to an Uber, that it would work over there as well. Because Yerusha is something which happens me'ele, you don't have a raya that something where you need a ma'isa kinyan, that would work as well. Hakaparim, the way the Achrenim explained Tosfos over here, Tosfos means to ask as follows. If this is correct, that the original Shaila of the Gemara, Ahud Amrlo L'dabisu, the case where a person told his wife that I'm giving over all of my Nechasim to the fetus inside your womb, if this is correct, that the case is talking about a Shchiv Mira, and even over there Rav Huna said that the din is Mezakal Uber Loikana, Tosfos' Kasha is, that even though Einach Nami by a Bari would not work to be Mezaka to an Uber, but still by a Shchiv Mira it should be able to work. And even though the call is that anything which a Bari cannot give over Bekinyan, a Shchimra cannot give over with his words, that already we see from the Gemara later on in Daf Kuf Memches, even something which a Bari cannot actually give over Bekinyan, that if it's the type of thing which would go over by Yerusha, then that already would be enough for a Shchimra to be Makna as well with his words. If so, Tosfos' Kasha is, that we see in the Gemara, from now Shchimra says, B'dasar Besi, that Yerusha Ba Me'ele Ashani, that even though a person cannot be makna something to an Uber, but an Uber can be kind of Yerusha, once we find already that an Uber is someone who's able to be kind of Yerusha, then this already should be enough to tell us that a Shchiv Mira also can give over something to an Uber, just as the Gemara was Mavur on Daf Kuf Memches, as far as the Halva is concerned. even though halva is not able to be given over with a regular maisa kinyan by a bari, as long as we find that halva can be given over by Yerusha, that's already enough to tell us that a shchimra can give over a halva. We should say the same thing over here in Esrog as well, even though it's a problem for a bari to give something to an uber, but since an uber could be kindly by Yerusha, that already should be enough to tell us that a shchimra also can give something over to an uber. This is the kasha which was bothering Tosfos. Now in this Tosfos is mechalek, and Tosfos says that kulu lav b'chad machto machtinu, you cannot compare the two cases. Tosfos did not explain exactly what he means, but he's saying that there's a svar to be mechalek between these two cases. The case of halva, where since we find it can be given over by Yerusha, that's enough to tell us that a shchimrak also can give over a halva. Hashenkin, as far as giving over to an uber, even though an uber is able to be kind of something by Yerusha, still that's not enough to tell us that a shchimrak can give something to an uber. So Narsimechi explains that what Tosis means to say is as follows. He says there's a chilik between a case where there's a chasarn in the davar ha-nikne to a case where the chasarn is in the koine. The case of the Gemara Daf Kuf Mem Ches, there the chasarn is the davar ha-nikne. Halva is something which cannot be given over with a regular maisa kinyan, and therefore we would have said that a shchimra also cannot give over a halva b'diburay. However, since we find that a halva is something which can be given over b'yerusha, that already is enough to tell us that a shchimra also can give over a halva with his words. Mashenkin, as far as the case of giving over to an ubar, over there the chasarn is not in the davar ha-nikne, rather in the kaina, the one who's being kaina this. An ubar does not have the ability to be kaina. If a bari gives something to an uber, the kinyan does not work. Therefore, a shchimra also, the Gemara is assuming, cannot give over something to a bari. Over there, even though we do find that it's shaykh for an uber to be kind of something by Yerusha, there already we're not going to say that Memela also by a shchimra is able to give something over to an uber. This is the svar that the Rosh Simech explains, that's what Taisus means to mechag between the two cases. One case the chasarn is in the dover hanikne, and one case the chasarn is in the kaine. I'll just go back to the Gemara for a few more moments. Now, Shem Nachman asked Rav Huna from the Mishnah, the case of Vimyod Ishti Zachar Yitalmone, over there the Chair is a Raya that a Mezakar Luber is Kaine. And we mentioned in the previous year, on Kuf Mem Mirbeis Rashbam, on the Mishnah, he says, Tup Shatim, in this case, what exactly is the Mishnah talking about, this case of Vimyod Ishti Zachar Yitalmone? One shot is, Mechalik Nechosav Hoya Umitzvah Lekayim Divri Hameis. And the second shot of the Rashbam, Inami, is talking about a Bari. He actually did a Maisa Kinyan, someone was Zeich on behalf of this Uber. Rashi over there quotes already Agamar, which asks, this is a Kasha on Rav Huna. Now the Rashash over there asked the Kasha, the Bishnam, according to the second shot of Rashi, we're talking about that a Maisa Kinyan was done, and we understand the Gemara's Kasha over here, this is a Kasha on Rav Huna, this is the right that a person can be Zeich for an Uber. Rashi, if you like the first shot of the Rashbam on the Mishnah, that we're not talking about that he's doing a Maisa Kinyan. The case is talking about that he was mechalek nechosiv, he was giving out his nechosim, and the reason why we have to listen to his tivu is because mitzvah lekayim divrei hameis, which kapshute means that he wasn't a shchimira. If he was a shchimira, then dvarav kechsuv enuchem mesurim dami, you don't have to come on to this new din of mitzvah lekayim divrei hameis. Rather, he's talking about a healthy person, but he's giving out his nechosim for after he dies. Over there, the only reason why we have to be mekayim his tivu is because mitzvah lekayim divrei hameis. Ba'akopam Darshash asks, according to this first shot of the Rashbam, what is the Gemara's kasha over here on Daf Kuf Mem Aleph Amud Beis that there should be a problem of mezakah l'uber? The Maisa Kinyan is only done later after the person dies, and if so, maybe ain't chanami mezakah l'uber loikana. There's no way that we'll be able to be kind on behalf of the uber. And if in order to be mekayim the divrei hameis, will wait until the uber is born, and only then will be zeicha for him. What is the Gemara's kasha that there's a problem of mezakah l'uber loikana? So it would seem that this would be totally in a shaila which the Machna Ephraim discusses. In Machna Ephraim's in Dine Schia Simen Chav Tes, he discusses the klal of mitzvah l'kayim divrei hameis. He quotes a ran in Gittin Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, which says that if a person gave a tzivoy that some of his nechasim should go to someone who's not a yerish, afterwards he dies, and the one who's the yerish is a katan, the ran says that since the whole reason why we should listen to the father is because mitzvah l'kayim divrei hameis, and ketanim lav b'nei mitzvah ninu, they're not obligated to keep this mitzvah, and therefore they could keep all of the nechasim for themselves. The Ran says that this is a nafkamina between the din of matnas shchivmira and the din of mitzvah l'kayim divrei hameis. The din of matnas shchivmira is not dependent on a mitzvah, and therefore even yisaimim, if the other ones were the yershim, they also would not be able to keep the nechasim for themselves. It's not dependent on them. The father already gave it to someone else, and the kinyan was chal through the words of the father. This Ran is a raya. The Machna Ephraim says that mitzvah l'kayim divrei hameis means kepshutay, that no kinyan is chal through the words of the father. It's just that we have a mitzvah later on to be mekayim that which the father requested. However, on the other hand, the Machna Frame quotes a Rashi in Gittin, Daf Yudal Amar Beis, which he proves argues on this Ran, and Rashi would hold the mitzvah l'kayim divrei hameis is more than that, it's a kinyan derabonon. Because there's a mitzvah to be mekayim the divrei hameis, so derabonon there's a kinyan which is chal at the time of the misa, no additional kinyan is necessary, the nechasim automatically go into the rishus of the one who's supposed to receive the matana. Tosis later on in the parak on Daf Kuf Mem Tesam and Aleph, Gipshutei is also mavur like this, because Tosis over there asks Akasha, why do you need the din of divrei shechivim rak k'ksuvin k'mesurin domi? Either way, you have to mekayim the tzivoy of the mace because of mitzvah lekayim divrei hameis. Tosis gives a number of truths from over there. Rakapan Rabbi Chanan the Kibbutz Shuim proves from Tosis's kasha the mitzvah lekayim divrei hameis is not simply that there's a mitzvah to do what the mace said. It's more than that. The kinyan is already chal aydeis tzivoy. Obviously, this is a kinyan derabanan, because if not, what would Tosis's kasha be? Obviously, the din of divrei shechivim rak k'ksuvin k'mesurin domi is accomplishing much more than mitzvah lekayim divrei hameis. Because the din of divrei shchivma is that the kinyan is chal already. Hakoparim Rabbi Chanan proves that Tosis holds al derech da'avush the Machna Ephraim proves from the Rashi in Gittin. Hakoparim, if we'll assume that the Rashbam holds al derech this sheet of Rashi in Gittin, then we can answer the kasha that the Rashash asked on the Rashbam. The first part of the Rashbam, which learned the pshat on the Mishnah, is because mitzvah lekayim divrei hameis. Still, the Gemara could ask that this is the steer to the klal of Rav Huna and mezakar luber lekana. The pshat would be. And since the din of mitzvah l'kayim divrei hameis is actually a kinyan, it's a kinyan darbanan, which is chal b'shas misa, Rav Kapan the Gemara would have a good kasha, if mezakel uber loikana, this kinyan darbanan of mitzvah l'kayim divrei hameis should also not work, and yet still we see in the Mishnah that in the case of m'yod ishtik zachar yitamone, that itself already makes the kinyan, as we're explaining, without any additional kinyan, the mitzvah l'kayim divrei hameis already is makneh to the uber.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.